This is KUOW News. I'm Liz Jones. Today, hundreds of people in the Seattle area are waking up with a new identity as an American citizen. A federal judge swore in nearly 500 new citizens during a special 4th of July ceremony yesterday at Seattle Center. Before the big event, I spoke with a Seattle woman in her mid-40s who's lived here most of her life. Her family came here from Vietnam in 1972, seeking refuge from the war. Her father was an American serviceman from Seattle, and her mother is Vietnamese. Now, four decades later, the daughter they brought here finally felt ready to take the official step and become a U.S. citizen. Here's her story.
My name is Star Hung A Rush. That's my full name. Growing up and into adulthood, I just always felt that my national identity was my last little string that I had to my place of birth and my originating culture. I was just at the right age, I think, where some imprints were made when we were still in Saigon that didn't easily get eliminated. I remember my family. I remember trauma. It was an unpleasant leaving for everybody. For the first 4 years of my life, I grew up with my aunties and my grandmother in the city. Our whole family was raising us rather than just our parents. So there was that separation at the airport that I still remember that as a child, just crying, uncontrollably crying for the next 17, 18 hours on the airplane. And then after that, we come here. The stories that you hear, I mean, we were here in 1972, so the war was a still active engagement. I remember going to class and school, and you know how people talked about Vietnam wasn't always simple, you know, and it wasn't always consistent who was the enemy and who was not the enemy. And then in my home, there was always a tension between what was American and what was not American by my parents. So my mom was also, you know, that thing of resisting losing your children to this other culture, was always pointing out what was American and what was Vietnamese in behavior, in thoughts, in obedience, in discipline, in performance at school, in relationship to our faith and God, everything. So you grow up in that kind of environment, it leaves an impact. And I think that in my case, it left a lot of confusion. It's not that I wanted to resist being American, but it's a lot of work to also hang on to where you come from at the same time. I've always had a really challenging time just to straight up say I'm an American. I always felt that I didn't have that yet. I wasn't that. I had tried three other times. I actually got the applications, filled them out, wrote the check, left them on the dining room table, and they didn't quite get all the way through to turning them in. And the most recent time was in 1992. But now I'm older. I just got married in April to my partner, Jennifer. And we were married in the governor's mansion. We were related by cousins to Jay Inslee. So we kind of helped him in little ways during the campaign. I've always been active in civic issues and intellectually curious and a progressive. And I've done all of that involvement, but I've never cast a vote. So I want to vote. And that's a really big impetus now than it maybe wasn't when I was younger. Once I become a citizen, I'm looking forward to visiting family, traveling internationally for the first time and seeing other parts of the world firsthand. I haven't never been back to Vietnam, so that would have to be something on the fairly short to-do list. I'm proud to live here, I'm proud to be here, and then I'm proud finally to kind of come back around and close the loop and say that my national identity is also now in alignment with my cultural identity and being an American, Vietnamese American. Yeah.